Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Purifying Your Motives in Prayer. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 4, verses 2 to 3. James chapter 4, verses 2 to 3 reads, "You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." I have just read from the New International Version. Tanuke and Adeneke were best friends in university. But after they graduated, it seemed that Tanuke was progressing much faster than Adeneke. Tanuke secured a high-paying job while Adeneke struggled to find work. Tanuke got engaged and married. But Adeneke remained single. Adeneke became troubled, feeling as though God no longer answered her prayers. She began questioning the Lord, asking why her situation wasn't improving. In his mercy, the Lord revealed to Adeneke that since graduation, her prayers were tainted by envy toward Tanuke. Whenever she prayed, Tanuke was in her mind, and her prayers were fueled by covetousness. She hadn't realized that this envy was blocking her progress and blessings. When there's envy or covetousness in the heart of a believer, it corrupts their motives and hinders them from receiving from the Lord. God does not answer prayers born from fleshly desires because he is a good father who does not reward unhealthy behaviors. When someone truly trusts in God and believes that everything they need comes from him, they won't be envious of their neighbor's success. They rest in the assurance that God's plans for them are perfect and unique. From today's Bible verse, we learn that praying with envy or covetousness is a sure way to hinder our prayers from being answered. Envy leads to bitterness, and in God's kingdom, those who harbor hatred in their hearts are likened to murderers. See 1 John 3:15. As you go into today, ask the Lord to purify your motives so that you can pray prayers that are pleasing to him. Prayer, Lord, deliver me from every form of envy and pride. Help me to pray with pure motives and according to your will. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 1 Chronicles chapters 1 to 4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, 1 Chronicles chapters 1 to 4.
The Book of 1 Chronicles. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reuma, and Sabtuka. The sons of Reuma, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on earth. Egypt was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Hathrasites, Cashlahites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Semarites, and Hamathites, the sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshach. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obul, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sirach, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants. Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. By Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seor, Lotan, Shobul, Zibeon, Ana, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobul, Alvan, Manuhath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Aya and Ana. The son of Ana, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zeovan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan, Uz and Aran. These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham, from the land of the Temanites, succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Aphith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samla died, Shul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad also died. The chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinan, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua. Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Judah's daughter-in-law Tamar bore Perez and Zerah to Judah. He had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda. Five in all. The son of Carmi: Achar, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things. The son of Ethan: Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, the leader of the people of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz. Boaz, the father of Obed, and Obed, the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. The second son was Abinadab. The third, Shimeah. The fourth, Nethanel. The fifth, Radai. The sixth, Ozem. And the seventh, David. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron, when he was 60 years old, married the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He made love to her, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Gesher and Aram captured Havoth Jair, as well as Kenith, with its surrounding settlements, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn; Beuna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abisha. Abisha's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Abin and Molid. The sons of Nadab: Selet and Appaim. Selet died without children. The son of Appaim: Ishi, who was the father of Shishan. Shishan was the father of Ali. The sons of Jada: Shammai's brother, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Shishan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan. Nathan, the father of Zabad. Zabad, the father of Ephlo. Ephlo, the father of Obed. Obed, the father of Jehu. Jehu, the father of Azariah. Azariah, the father of Helas. Helas, the father of Eleasa. Eleasa, the father of Sismai. Sismai, the father of Shallum. Shallum, the father of Jechemiah. And Jechemiah, the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiah. Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Sif, and his son, Marisha, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Tapua, Regan, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahan, and Rahan the father of Chorkium. Rekem was the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Caleb's concubine Ephah was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gases. Haran was the father of Gases. The sons of Jadai: Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheath. Caleb's concubine Meuka was the mother of Sheber and Terhena. She also gave birth to Sheath, the father of Madmana, and to Sheva, the father of Machbena, and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah: Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jeorim; Salma, the father of Bethlehem; and Harif, the father of Beth-Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jeorim, were Heroah, half the Manahathites, and the clans of Kiriath Jeorim: the Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Misraites. From these descended the Zorathites and Eshtaelites. The descendants of Salma: Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Athroth Beth Joab, half the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Sukkathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, the son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maucah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him there: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. There were also Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Nephik, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 in all. All these were the sons of David, besides his sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Jehoram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan the firstborn, Jehoiakim the second son, Zedekiah the third, Shallum the fourth. The successors of Jehoiakim: Jehoiachin his son, and Zedekiah. The descendants of Jehoiakim the captive: Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pideah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pideah: Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel: Meshullam and Hananiah. Shelomith was their sister. There were also five others: Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. The descendants of Hananiah: Pelatiah and Jesheah, and the sons of Rephaiah, of Arnon, of Obadiah, and of Shechaniah. The descendants of Shechaniah: Shemaiah and his sons, Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat, 6 in all. The sons of Neariah: Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azricam, 3 in all. The sons of Elioenai: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Pileah, Akub, Johanan, Deleah, and Hunani, 7 in all. The descendants of Judah: Periz, Hezron, Carmi, Hur and Shobal. Reaia, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazelelponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naorah. Naorah bore him Ahuzam, Hepha, Temani, and Heuhashterai. These were the descendants of Naorah. The sons of Hela, Zerith, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anab, and Hazobiba, and of the clans of Aparhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying,
I gave birth to him in pain.
Jabez cried out to the God of Israel,
Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.
And God granted his request. Keleb, Shua's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, Pusia, and Tehina, the father of Ur-Nahash. These were the men of Rekha, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sareah. The sons of Othniel, Haphath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Sareah was the father of Joab, the father of Gi-Harashim. It was called this because its people were skilled workers. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Nahum. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Teria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merit, Epher, and Jalan. One of Merit's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife, from the tribe of Judah, gave birth to Jared, the father of Geder, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah, whom Merit had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maugathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilan. The descendants of Ishai, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah. Ur, the father of Lekah. Leuda, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth Ashbia. Jochim, the men of Koseba, and Joash and Sarath, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubba-Lehim. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedira. They stayed there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jareb, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom was Shaul's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The descendants of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children. So their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molida, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markabeth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Cheurain. These were their towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen. Five towns and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Mishobab, Jamlik, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, the son of Sareah, the son of Asiel, also Elioenai, Jeukabah, Jeshuhaiah, Usaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphi, the son of Alan, the son of Jedeah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. The men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor to the east of the valley in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites had lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings, and also the Meunites who were there, and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.